Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, I think many people would agree that the president's timing was not the best, but does he have a point here?
Yes, he does. As a matter of fact, the same words, mismanagement of our forest, decades of it, is a big factor. It was brought up, and it was actually the head of a Little Hoover Commission report on fire prevention in the state that was issued in February that took the state to task and everybody to task about not doing enough to clear out the forests and to prevent fire.
You know, it's not just California. I mean, it's been our entire societal approach for about 100 years, which is forests are beautiful, woodsmen spare that tree. There's been a whole thing built up around this, and many of us who consider ourselves conservationists or environmentalists have to accept the fact that this didn't necessarily play out very well.
No, it didn't. Stan, we've got a lot of factors that are at play here. One is the weather. It's gone increasingly dry, and so we have a longer fire season. We've had beetle infestation on trees all around California, and right now we have 129 million dead trees in the state, at least as of February. I don't know how many went up in smoke in these recent fires. We've also got a question of who's got the forest. The feds have 60% of the forest. The rest is by tribes own some, counties own some, private owners own it. And while we have really well-coordinated efforts at fighting fires, we don't have it on prevention. You just brought up a point, logging, for example. Now, the state says that, hey, it'd be a good idea to get in there and clear out some of these forests. Well, it's a profit maker if you cut the big trees because they can be used for wood. The smaller trees that sort of conduct the flames as well along the ground, well, there's no money in that. That means we have to pay. Now, we've set aside some $200 million as a start on this earlier this year, using greenhouse gas monies to start, you know, clearing out the forest. But it's coming pretty late, and we have a lot of people living in the middle of these fire zones right now.
You know, and Phil, anybody who's owned land in these fire-prone areas knows the conundrum. Right? You've got this beautiful forest around you, but if you really want to make it safe, it's not just the 40 feet around your house. You need to thin that whole place, and that is economically unviable for most people.
It is, and therein lies a lot of the rub on this, is that how much are we willing to commit and get going on it? Now, you got to get past the politics, like you said, which is the environmentalist possibly, and the questions of not clearing the forest. You can maybe do you put more roads in there so that you can get to these fires? People aren't crazy about that. But a lot of this, like it or not, comes down to cost. And you can either, and speaking of cost, let's not forget, last year's fires, $9 billion, and it doesn't look like this one's going to be any cheaper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.